Morning, Brachas. Well, Tamar Chalak tells a story which I think is MS Yisoid, how you say this. Unfortunately, it's not spoken about enough, and I think I know why. Tamar tells about one of the many times there was a gzeir that the Eden weren't allowed to learn Torah. And yet Rabbi Kiva was Machil Kilois. He was learning Barabbas. Imagine was almost a guaranteed death sentence. And the Gemara says that they asked him, "Aren't you scared? The Malchus, they're going to kill you." And he told them it's a muscle of a sewer, a fox that was going by a water bank. And he saw the fish looked very frightened. And he asked the fish, "What's the matter? What are you so scared about?" So the fish said, "Don't you see? They're coming with nets. They're going to catch us. They're going to kill us." So the fox said, "I have an idea. What's the problem? Join us. Come on the land. There's no nets. There's no traps. You live with us on the land." So the fish was surprised. "You're supposed to be the tikeya, the wise of the chayoy. You're a tippet. If we're afraid to live in the water, the makam of our chiyus, how much more so we can't live out of the water, we can't live on the yabasha. That's much more dangerous." So the Kiva continues, "Avanachmi, if Torah is our life, tihi chayecha v'oyach yomecha, maybe it's dangerous as it is, but it's without Torah. Without Tay, without Chayecha Varech Yamecha, it's much more dangerous." What a beautiful Ashkafa. Tihi Chayecha Varech Yamecha. But I guess when you learn the ending, maybe you don't understand it. The Gemara says that, the terrible Nisa Nishinah that the Kiva was subjected to, until the tragic ending, Atiyatasa Nishmasa, Nishmasa Be'echad, Nebuchadnezzar, he was killed, Akidah Hashem. I guess the story has a sour ending, but that's not starting the story. I think this has a tremendous yesod. I want to tell you about a conversation I had a few weeks ago with a bacha. He taught me a lot. He also taught me, I think, the Shad and this Gemara, the message of this Gemara. He was a Bacha that wanted to learn, really wanted to learn, and tried and tried again, and he had, like everybody else, ups and downs. Until one day he was frustrated, and he said, "That's it, I can't go on." I remember the words he told me, "Why should I try again?" And he wasn't looking for a terrorist. You know what he was missing? He was missing the chesivus of prayer. He was wondering, why can't I be matzliach? Why can't I be happy? You know what the answer was? I told him, "You don't know why you're learning. You don't understand the chesivus of your learning. If you could say, why should I continue? That means you don't know what prayer is all about. And I can understand your matzah." And I told him what I want to tell you. Avada, there are times that every person experiences the nesikus of Torah, the arevus of Torah, that every person understands, like the Archaim HaKadosh in the beginning of Kisavai Taitis, V'samachta v'chol ha-toiv. What is toiv? Or better yet, what is chol ha-toiv? Like the Archaim HaKadosh. If they would only know, if people would only see the same kind, the deep kind of Torah, they would literally go crazy, go mesuga from ahavas Torah. Yes, there are times that each and every one of us experience the Ein Toiv al-Torah, the Ein Simcha k'Simchas al-Torah, like Chazal say, Like the Avos Rav Nosson says. But there are times it's not so easy. That it's not so good smack. What's the yates of those situations? The yates is chesivas ha-toyra. The yates is to understand what a var toyra is. Because believe me, I'm a little older than you. And I could tell you from my experience, a person that knows what Torah is, a person that machshiv his learning, his blat gemara, his struggle, his nisyonis, someone who really feels kihem chayenu v'oirach yomenu, nothing is too hard. There's nothing that's impossible. And I gave this person the muscle. Talk about tzaris, talk about struggles, difficulties that a person can overcome. I can't imagine a more difficult situation, a more impossible situation. The Gemara speaks about Rabbi Yochanan. We learn Rabbi Yochanan, the Heilig Amor, Rabbi Yochanan. How often we see his name, his memories.
See what kind of life Rabbi Yochanan had?
See what kind of difficult life Rabbi Yochanan had? Chazal say Nebuch, some of the roots of the child, the unbearable, the unimaginable, the pain in his. Chazal gave a special word. A special description, the one that loses a child in his lifetime. And the Gemara in Brachas, Apeyam Ebei, says, Rabbi Yochanan lost all 10 of his children. He would walk around with the bones. Dain, that's the Gemara. Dain, Garma, Dasira, Beer. The only thing he had left from the 10 children that were born to him was a bone, Rabbi Yochanan. Can you imagine a more difficult and more impossible situation? And yet, in spite of that all, Rabbi Yochanan became the greatest, the Heilig Rabbi Yochanan. You can only wonder how is it humanly possible someone to overcome such difficulties? And I think what it means, Bara, the Pshat is, because Rabbi Yochanan had a Havas HaTorah. Rabbi Yochanan was Machshiv Devar Torah. The Medrash in Shir HaShirim tells that Kadomech Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan was Nifta. So the people that live with him, they said about him, Im yitei nishas kol ha'im beisai v'yahava she'av Rav Yochanan et ha'toyra boiz yavuzu loy. People, even simple people, realized and understood that the greatness, the personification of Rav Yochanan was v'yahava she'av Rav Yochanan et ha'toyra. That's the eighth. Rabbi Yochanan knew what it means taking out the Gemara in spite of the difficulties, in spite of the challenges. Rabbi Yochanan had a sipuk. Rabbi Yochanan had a simcha in the Torah that he learned in the Ahava She'ah, that's a Torah. And believe me, when someone is master of what he does, there's nothing that's too hard. And perhaps if I would have to capsulize this message, it's the Medrash in the beginning of Shir HaShirim. The beautiful lesson of the Medrash, Yidin that walk around with the Asaga, with the understanding, Ein lanu chayfet, Ella oto. Yid is machshiv the Torah that he has. A Yid is machshiv the Dvar Hashem. You learn the Gemara in Tainis Chaf Aleph. The Gemara says a very mysterious story. Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan were learning Torah. You can imagine the greatness of Ilfa. The Gemara puts him before Rabbi Yochanan. And then Zakti the Gemara, Dechiklu Milsa Tuva. It got too hard. They couldn't manage. Not like people, oh, I can't do it. You don't want to do it. The Gemara is made that Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan got to the point they couldn't continue learning. And they decided they have no other aid, so they have to go make a panasa because they can't survive. They can't literally survive. And the Gemara says the whole story. They heard Rabbi Yochanan heard the Malach talking, that the Malach was angry. How could he close the Gemara? And as the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yochanan continued learning. Ilfa went into business, and as we know, Rabbi Yochanan became the greatest Rabbi Yochanan, the Heilig Rabbi Yochanan. They couldn't do it. It was Dechikulahu Tuva. If the Gemara is made, it was impossible. And Taka Ilfa wasn't Stam looking for Terutin. If Ilfa Paskin, it was impossible. It was impossible. What happened? How did Rabbi Yochanan become Rabbi Yochanan? Because when there's a havas haTorah, then there's nothing that's too hard. There's nothing that's impossible. And I dare not speak about Ilfa, but I know the secret of Rabbi Yochanan. I know the goddess of Rabbi Yochanan was the Ahava She'ah of Rabbi Yochanan at HaTorah. How do I know? From a different Gemara. You all learned the Gemara in Bav Metzia, Pei Dalit. Look what happened to Rabbi Yochanan when he lost his Chavrusa, his Shlokish. He couldn't live, he couldn't go on. The Gemara says, Rashi died, he went out of his mind. Because that was his life. And when he had Torah, nothing was too hard. But when he was deprived of his Chavrusa, when he was deprived of his Chiyus, that was his end. Stel Zichbar, it's still a flyer. I don't know if you could appreciate this. But he lost 10 children, and he was able to endure the pain. He was in a matzav that was impossible to learn, and he learned in spite of it all. But when he was deprived of his chavrusa, that was his source of chiyus, as the Gemara says, was all over. That's the answer. When someone is machzav, when someone really feels kiheim chayenu, there's nothing that's too hard. And you know, it's not only Rabbi Yochanan. One of us. This is a lemaisa when someone is machshiv what he does. I have a friend for a short while. He was a rav out of town in Twin Rivers. And he told me he was learning with Baal Batim. And he noticed the one older he wasn't a great big Talmud Chacham, but for some reason, whenever they came to a sugya in Eilat Treifas of Chulin, he seemed to be fully aware, fully fluent of the Gemara. He knew as if he knew the Gemara Baal Peh. He went up to him and asked him, like, you know, if you don't mind my asking, you're like, what's that? Because what do you have with Eilat Treifas? The Yid got teary-eyed. He started to cry. He says, do you know where I learned Eilat Treifas? Do you know where I learned this Gemara? I learned it up in Bangin and Bergen-Belsen, he says. On the benches, on the tables in Bergen-Belsen. And he says, I was in yeshiva, I just started learning, I just started experiencing the beauty of Torah, and I was snatched, I was thrown into the Gehenna that's called Bergen-Belsen. And I wanted so much, I waited, I wanted anachavar Torah. But where are you going to get Torah in Bergen-Belsen? And every day when there would be a new transport, people would come, I would ask them, do you have a var Torah? Do you have a Gemara? Who would have a Gemara? Who is going to jeopardize their life in Bergen-Belsen? Until Vayiyayim, there was a Yid, you could see he was a special Yid. He was a Shoichet. And I begged him, I pleaded, please teach me something. He said, I don't know, I don't have a Gemara, but I happen to know Eilat Treifas. So there we are, he said. I sat on one side, he sat on the other side of the table, and as we learned, as we worked, we learned Eilat Treifas. He said it, and I repeated it. And every day, day in, day out, Eilat Treifas. Mika Amcha Yisrael, everybody say, Mika Amcha Yisrael, imagine in the depths of Gehenna, all he's worried about is the Eilat Treifas. Aye, it's dangerous. Aye, he's sacrificing his life. But you know what the godless is? But he understood that it's as dangerous as it is learning in Bergen-Belsen. It's even more dangerous not learning. Because shehi chayecha v'oyrech yomecha. I have a privilege, I could say. I have a privilege of knowing Baal Abbasin. Simple, quote, simple working people. And I see this because I see the devotion, the love they have for their Blat Gemara, for their Tzviyas Itim. It's inspiring. It's uplifting. Just before the sun, I met a year that I know. He was walking in the street, and he was, like they say, he was dripping from sweat. I said, what's happened? Where are you? He goes, I was working all day. He's an electrician. He was putting in wiring in a new house. There was no air conditioning. It was one of those days before the summer. It was 95 degrees. I'm working the whole day without any air. And he was dripping with sweat. I said, come into my house, wash up, where are you going? Oh no, I'm late for my shir. He said, please, you can't walk into the stool. I got to look at it. He was dripping. He said, leave me a note, please. I'm late. It was a scene I won't forget. There are Yidin today. It's not a Rabbi Yochanan. And it's not a Yidin Bergen-Belsen. But they're Yidin between us that really understand. They really understand. Kihi chayecha v'oyrech yomecha. That's the secret for someone not only to learn, but to enjoy learning and to enjoy every moment of learning. If he's machshev what he does. You know, I told this person something that I gained a lot from. Don't think about it, okay? Since Kabbalah Satayra, that's way over 2,000 years ago, there were literally, and I'm not exaggerating, there were literally hundreds and thousands of Yidin that were Moisa Nefesh for the Dvar Hashem. There were literally tens of thousands of Yidin that made the supreme sacrifice, that gave up their lives for the Dvar Torah. Don't we know the Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni, and then there was the Spanish Inquisition, and the Gezeiras Tachvatat, and our Churban in our time. It's not a guzma, it's not an exaggeration, that tens of thousands of Yidden literally gave up their life for the Dvar Torah. How many thousands and tens of thousands of Yidden gave up that Parnassa because of Shmiras Shabbos? My Zayda Zechayna Levracha was amongst the thousands in America that gave up a job because they didn't want to be Mechalel Shabbos. How many people gave up careers, professions, a future because they were afraid it wasn't in a place conducive for living Torah, for growing in Torah? You know why? Because the Yid understood, Ein lanu chefetz ela ata. Because after all is said and done, I'm not giving up living. That's what living is all about. It's not the money we make, but it's the Torah we learn. Think about it. Maybe you should know. You don't know, but maybe you should know this. How many thousands of Yidden every Chol HaMoed give up going to work or don't go to work because there's a Sif in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Chol HaMoed? You'll tell them there's a Heta. You know what they'll tell you? Heta Ahin, Heta Ahed, but there's a Dvar Hashem. How many Yidden will give up lucrative business ventures because there's a Chashash of Hilchos Ribbis? Or because maybe there's a Shemit of Marathayim? Or maybe it's a Mir La'akum on Shabbos and maybe the business shouldn't continue? Yeah, there's a Heta, but there's a Yeshoimim. How many over since Kabbalah Satayra believe Guzma? Hundreds of thousands of Yidden have given it all up for the Dvar Hashem. A living life, Kihem Chayenu, in a reality. How about an avatar? How about this new, this most eloquent expression of Ein Lanu Chefetz Ela Ata, that we were privileged in our generation to see what no other Zohar has seen? You see it like I see it. Look around. There are tens of thousands of Giborei Koyach. They are called Balei Tshuva. We refer to them as Tzaddikim, who have given everything up. People have given everything up. They give up jobs, families, they've become the scorn of their family, the ridicule of their family. They've given everything up and they're struggling with olive things. They're not enjoying their kivegas, the raja that we have. They're starting literally from olive base. Look around and you'll see there's a reality in this door. People that are expressing with their very lives, Ein lanu chefetz ela ata. And you wonder, how could they do it? How could they give up a living? You know what the answer is? Because they know what the true living is. And I once spoke with Rav and I said, this line, there are people that have given it all up. So after I finished, he comes over to me and goes, pardon me for correcting you. I'm one of those people that you say have given it all up. And I want to correct you. We know we didn't give anything up. We went through it. We had it all. And believe me, we didn't give anything up. We got it all, and we accepted the Yal HaTzayir. As someone who understands what life is all about. Thousands of years, there are people that are living Dvar Hashem and understand it's worth dying for, it's worth giving up for. You say, there's a line there that I think describes the life of a Yid in a most eloquent way. We know how much tzaras Yidin have gone through in all these years. What's the secret? What's the secret of Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishaker? Look at the words that we say. Nodim Zigam Noyim. Yidin have wandered for thousands of years from place to place, from tzaras to tzaras, from gzeira to gzeira, from annihilation to annihilation. Uvereiges tzveim, we've had more than our share of tzaras and persecution. How did we do it? How did we survive what the Medrash in Rus defines Klal Yisrael as a kipsa achas ben tzivim ze'evim? V'noifet tzufayich tamid mishtashim. Because there's a simchas hatayah. There's a simchas hamitzvah that a Yid knows that this is chayenu v'ayach yameinu. And that, Rabbi Yisai, is the secret of Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. Yidin have given up for a vort, for a kutzai shel yud. Because the noifes tufayich tamid mishtashim. They're not giving it up. They're not giving anything up. The goyim in the beginning of the sefer, the Duke Torah, writes to Yisoid Gadol, Tchilasa kol korech adam leida, sha'toyre shalanu hichi yuseinu. The first thing you have to know is the Torah is our life. Ukemoy, listen to his muscle. Ukemoy sha'adogim chayim b'mayim. Im heim nifrodim in amayim heim meisim. A fish can't live out of the water. Kacha adam kishin ispareid mi ha'toyre. Afilu rega echad miyad hu doima l'meis. And then he concludes. L'chein mevarchin ala toyre v'chayei oylam. Not every day we say a bracha b'shem malchus v'chayei oylam not ha'bisecheinu. You have to stop and think, what's the meaning of that? Zuck the goyin, that muscle of a fish out of the water who can't survive. So too a yid understand that this is our chiyus. Miyad heimeisim. Gevald, if only a person would live with this hashogah. If only a person would see life from this perspective. Chayei olam nota b'seichenu. He lives through life. He has to make so many decisions. What to do with my life? What not to do with my life? Decisions that have an impact on his whole life. What to invest my life in? What not to do? Which might make problems for me for all my years. What life is all about. And even if it's not those critical decisions that affect a lifetime, but it's the daily decisions. Will I learn today? Will I make a seder today? But if we would see life from this perspective of the chayei oylam nota b'secheinu, if we would see ein lanu chepetz ela'ota, this is what life is. It's the Blat Gemara, it's the Amar Abaye, it's the Tosfos, it's the Rashba. It wouldn't be so hard to make the right decision. Imagine a person is oiske matir, is oiske mutir, he has no koyach, but he doesn't have to make a decision. Should I continue breathing? The person knows he can't live without breathing. Zaptigoyim, that's a life hashkofa. Miyad hu doima lameis, without Torah, without the life support of Kiyem Chayenu, he can't go on. Ashwab Zechayin Lezach spent the Shabbos at the Chafetz Chaim. And one of the many gems that he gleaned from the Chafetz Chaim turns to him and says, tell me, Every day you say the bracha, v'chayei oilam nota b'seichenu. What does it mean? Here was a 20-year-old bracha, he's not wanting to talk, he's quiet. No, tell me, what does it mean? The Chafetz Chaim is. The Chafetz Chaim continues. Vos vet zayin mizir, from 100 years old, what's he live here after 100 years from now? 120, no one's going to live more than 120. Where are you going to be then? With the Kaddish Baruch, right? Where are you going to be in 500 years from now? Kaddish Baruch. 5,000 years ago from now? 5 million years? 50 million years from now? Do you hear what you're saying? After 100 years, is 500 years? And 5,000, 5 million, 500 million, mit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean, mit HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What gives you the yachas? What gives you the being mit HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Torah that you learn in this world. Ends up to Chavetz Chaim. That's the stat, the Chayei Oilam, not Abisaychein. You know why there was a Yid, a Chafetz Chaim, that did so much with his life? Because he knew what life was all about. He understood the Chayei Oilam, not Abiseichenu. There's more to life than we see. There's a Nitzchias, there's an eternity. The Chayei Oilam, not Abiseichenu. We would live with this Hashgacha. Of what the Goyim says, or what the Chafetz Chaim says. And that's the message, I think. And that's the most important, the beauty, I could say. That's the shenkeit of this Gemara with Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva fully understood the Chayei Oilam. We look at the Gemara and we can't understand. But look, it wasn't a happy ending, it was a tragic episode. You know what the Gemara says? When they asked Rabbi Akiva, his Talmidim asked him, look at your suffering, how do you understand it? You know, he didn't say, right, I don't know how to understand it. Kol yomai, you see, mitzayer out there. He was waiting for this opportunity. He knew what Chayei Oilam literally means. It was a glorious ending. It was a magnificent ending. Till the very end. We learned the Gemara, and it hurts. Atiyotza nishmasa be'echad. Do you know what it means? Atiyotza nishmasa be'echad. Rav Dessler writes, the Gimel 243, Chas v'chalila l'fare tiyotza nishmasa ayda yisura. You learn the Gemara, the terrible, terrible suffering that he was subjected to. Zok Rav Dessler, Chas v'shalom, to say Rav Akiva died mitarach yisurim. El apiris hanachanu, he died with an unimaginable pleasure of dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's nishmasai be'echad. What an eloquent example of tihi chayecha v'oyech yomecha. This is what I told that bracha. And this is what I want to tell each and every one of you. There are times, as we say, there are times that learning is hard. There are times that life struggles seem to weigh us down. The answer is to be master of what you do. And I told them, and I tell this in the same way, I can guarantee each and every one of you, if you would realize the goddess of the Vartaya, you would see things differently. There's a merdik is safe in Min HaShemayim, which is literally Min HaShemayim. They asked Silas, one of the Rishonim, asked Silas, and he received reply, Min HaShemayim. In Simon Lamed Beis, the Min HaShemayim told him, types the pasuk, Oyev Hashem Sha'ar Mitzionim Balacha. What does that mean? The Eved to love the Sha'ar Mitzionim Balacha. Misa machsev svaroi. His oisem sha'orim me'ahov lefei ha'melech ha'gadol. He tries to figure out Lulav HaGozel and the Svar of Ketusi Mechtes Shureah and the Be'er Nidachas, and he can't figure it out, but he tries anyhow. Those words, that struggle, those challenges are now of the Nechmad of a Melech HaElyon. V'Varim HaMachshav HaMahem Hem K'magoliyat HaYikorei Se'enav. Those are the gems, those are the Shengay that the Eivishter has from this world. We would learn with this understanding that our learning is not some delay, and we're not learning because our chavrut is learning and our parents want us to learn. But these are magalis yikarais ve'enos. We're learning to have a different tzura. Shlomo Hyman, printed in the back of the Chelik Beis, I used to study K, used to tell over when Sadia Goyen became Rosh Hashiva in Syria. So he appealed to all the cities to help him build the yeshiva, and people send in donations. Not some delay, and we're not learning because our chav is learning and our parents want us to learn. But these are magalis yikarais ve'enos. We're learning to have a different tzura. Shlomo Hyman, printed in the back of the Chelik Beis, I used to study K, used to tell over when Sadia Goyen became Rosh Hashiva in Syria. So he appealed to all the cities to help him build the yeshiva, and people send in donations. There was one Yid that pledged to give an exorbitant amount of money to build the Aron HaKodesh. He wanted the best privilege. And he came, he left Mitzrayim, he came to Syria. By the time he came to Syria, the Aron was built already. He lost his chance. He was heartbroken. He wanted to invest in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Aron HaKodesh, and he lost the opportunity. So Rav Sadia Goyen told him, "You're making a mistake. You didn't lose out your privilege. This Torah of Iksav, and there we know the Aron HaKodesh is Kodesh HaKadoshim. But there's also Tayrish about prayer. There's also Gemaris and everything, V'chulu V'chulu. And you know what the Kodesh HaKadoshim of Tayrish about prayer is? The stender, the table that Eden learned, the Bachim that sit in a table, that stender, that table, that's the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Some used to say, a bacher learns the whole day. Does he feel his learning is kodesh hakadoshim? If even his stender, even the table, is kodesh hakadoshim. This is what I want to tell you, Rabbi Yisrael. But I can tell you, Tayyar Chaveray, with a little experience and a lot of ahava, you're all embarked on your lifelong journey of Aliyah Bahar Hashem, to grow in learning, to experience the bracha of Asi Misa Moli Batayra. But there's something that has to precede all this. It's not only important to grow in Taira, but you must grow in Hashiva Tatayra. You must not only stay in learning, but you must also grow in your appreciation of learning. To look at each Seder, the Magolius Yikara, to see in the Seder that we have, the Chaye Oilam Nota B'Seichenu. You're not just learning because everybody else is learning, but you're learning because that's your life. That Bracha told me, why should I continue it so hard? And you know something, he's right. If he doesn't know why he's learning, if he doesn't see in the Black Gemara, the Magolius Yikara that it really is, why should he continue? It's too hard. How often we hear this, I can't go on, I have no chesed. Of course, if you have no chesed, you can't go on. You're missing the kinyan of Torah that's called chesivas HaTorah. And I tell you now, when later on in life, the secret, the passport that carries you through life is chesivas HaTorah. To know the word Torah, what it means. But you're probably wondering, that's my problem. I don't have the chesivas HaTorah. I don't understand the godliness of it. How do you grow in Ahavas HaTorah? One thing I'll tell you. The way to grow, first of all, is to know what it means, chesivas HaTorah. To understand, perhaps, what we're missing when we don't have it. You say every day, Vahar. Hayav no Hashem alekenu as different serasifa. You ever stop and think what that means, the highest love? I want to tell you what I've learned. I can't say from own experience, but what I've seen by my Azayim, and I've seen by even Baal Bakr. You know what the highest love means? You know what we're diving for? You know what we each and every one of us has to look forward to? A life of constant happiness. A life of endless joy, of emes to emes simcha. You know, I told this person, tell me the best, your best food that you enjoy. Mama, it's the best food you can imagine. You'll eat one piece of it, it's just not. Second piece, it's not the same. After a while, the person eats too much. There's nothing that's physical in this world that a person could keep on enjoying. It's downhill, like they say. But there's one exception. There's one pleasure, there's one oinig in Olam Hazeh that not only doesn't get worse, but gets better. The more you have, the more you enjoy, the more you have of this pleasure, the greater the pleasure becomes. And that's the pleasure of Asher Nisam Olay Batayim. And you see it all around. You see people at the hardest moment, their biggest Mesirat Nefesh is to close the Gemara, not open the Gemara. My Rebbein, I'm sure your Rebbein, you see it, that you see in them the Pasuk, Vavosa Yizget Tomit. And you go envious of them. I'm struggling to learn. And he enjoys it. And day in, day out, winter, summer, he always has a chesed. Wherever he goes, he has a little Gemara. He's always learning, he's always enjoying it. Person goes to sleep, he told me, the hardest thing is me to go to sleep. I can't wait till the next morning already to go weiter. And every day we daven for that matzah. Every day we hope and we implore the Eibishter that we should experience this feeling of a higher now. Realize what there is waiting for us, what there is to each and every one of us without exception. And what's missing if you don't have that? Why was it that the Gedolim could learn and learn? Because they had the Simcha in learning. HaPayrus Vimchot, HaPayrus Menachayim was a reality. The Nazai, the Gemara Paskin, that person has to have children, and he couldn't do it, Zakti Gemara Yevamis. Sikis HaTorah that he had, the Arabis HaTorah, is Vayomaki Yisufa. The first thing is to realize what it means, what the Metzias that's waiting for us if we apply ourselves. There's a life of constant happiness. There's a life that a person always has a pleasure that gets better and better. That's why we daven every day for that. The higher of none, maybe we should put a little more kavona. A little more heart, maybe a tear or two. Saharev, no. Let's hope for that day. We daven the same chalkenu b'sayotecha three times a day in Shmei Nesher, Shabbos, Yom Tov. Get a little heavy. Avada, that's one etzer. But the real etzer, our boy says, how is someone zoicha to a havas atayra? How is someone zoicha to simcha atayra? By learning. There's no secret. There's no shortcut. There's no magical formula. The Ruach HaChaim, HaChaim Balaz, in the beginning of the sixth parak in Avos, says, Kol as the Yosef Lilmait, Ken Yosef Lachbois Lilmait Oy. Chaim Smulevitz used to say, people have a misconception. They think someone loves to learn, that's why he learns. Now, I don't love to learn, so I can't learn. Says Reb Chaim, that's a mistake. No one is born with a havas atayra. No one is born, he loves to learn. It's because he learns. And I would add, if he learns when it's hard, the more one puts in, I always say this, a hava is in the lashon yahid. The more a person gives for learning, the more a person acquires the havas atayra. Zok Reb Chaim Balazina, Kasha Yosef Lilmoit, Ken Yosef Lachbois Lilmoit Oy, Vavosa Yisoya Yisha. And he says, Mamish, this muscle, the person gets to a massive Hawaii. I shouldn't have to sleep. I shouldn't have to eat. I should be able to use every moment of the day for learning. It's a fatal mistake, Rabbi Yisrael, that so many people make. And it tears your heart. When you see it, you play. They have no chesed and they give up. But Adrabah, that's the place to be kind of the chesed. That's the chelik of the kinyan of Chesivas HaTorah. It's in the Sverer Zeiten when a person knows Ki hi chayecha v'oyach yamecha is literal. The kinyan of Torah is first of all to realize the Chesivas of learning. To realize the bracha of Ahar Evnoah, which I say again, is open for each and every one of you. For davening for Abaharev, davening for a Masikas in Torah. But most importantly, for using your time, the Me'iri and Mishle, the end of the eighth Perek, says a remarkable Metzias in Torah. And he says a person works on a house, he builds a house for 10 hours. So naturally, each hour he builds one tenth. Dr. Me'iri, by Torah is different. By Torah, the first hour is not even 10%. Because that's the difficult. The second hour that he learns is twice as much as the first hour. And the third is even twice as much as that. Because that's the way Torah works. The more Yohiv there is, the more Ahava there is. People often make that terrible mistake. When it's not going good, they give up. But that's when there's a kinyan of Torah. Rashi in Parshas Yisroi, the Akdama to Kabbalah Satoira, with the Tabevis of promises, the Yisam Li Skula Mikol Amin, Im Shamoya Tishmu. So Rashi tells us the secret. What's the secret that you should be the Skula Mikol Amin? Kol Ashol is cautious, it's true. And we can be Eilach Yerav Lachim. When someone goes through the beginning, the difficulties, and he knows that this is Chayenu Baruch Yomeinu, then he will experience the bracha of Aharev of Yerav Lachem. I could tell you from my years of experience, and I could tell you emphatically without a question of a doubt, in all my years I've seen hundreds and thousands probably of Bnei Torah, of Balabatim, I've never seen a bacher, I've never seen a balabash that wanted to be kinder simchas atayra, that put his mind to be kinder of a harev no Hashem Aleichenu, that isn't enjoying a life of a revet atayra. There is no mitzvah that someone that applies himself won't be zoicha one day to eternal happiness, to a day and a night that he can't part with Kay at the biggest mitzvah nefesh to close the Gemara. You have to realize the godless of the Vartaira. Our biggest problem is we underestimate what the Vartaira is, what our learning is, what our learning could be. If we would see the Magolius Yakar in our learning, if we would see literally that by the Avista, believe me, our days would be different, our learning would be different. You're trying and you all want to be kind of Torah, but first, as I guess simultaneously, you have to steig in Ahavas HaTorah, in Chesivas HaTorah. Never underestimate your learning, the Chesivas of your learning. Let me just be Messiah with a mice. I heard, I remember when it happened even. Lately I had a new Beharinist. A youth from Europe came to visit the Stipula. He do it because the Yama, the Stipula, couldn't hear. And people had to write a twittle. They wrote their request. They wrote their name and they gave it to the Stipula and he read it. This youth wrote his name and his parents' name. Stipula looks at it and goes, do you have a brother that lives in Bnei Brak in business? Yes. I have to speak to him. Person calls up his brother. Do you ever go to the stipler? No. What did he want you? I don't know. He wants you. So of course the youth comes running to the stipler. Yes. When you watch the stipler turns to goes, when you were bracha, was there a time Friday afternoons you learned in a certain shul? Yes. Yes, true. have to go now to this keva. You have to tell him I'm moichel you. Do you remember he said there was a shamus, an old shamus? He used to clean the base medish, and if, when he comes to you, when you were learning, he would say, get up, get out of my way. Yeah, I remember that. So that shamus came to me in a dream and said, I have no menucha in the Olam HaEmes because I spared you from learning those that moment of truth. And he begged me to contact you and to tell you to go and tell him, I'm moichel you, I'm moichel you. I remember when the story happened, it made such a rash. Look at the disciple, look at his oigin, look at the heiliger oigin, look at his eyes. He was able to see in a letter, a name, he saw everything. That's not an assignment. You know, the disciple was loin betar lishma, was zoichel dvarim harbe. That's not the assignment. You know what I think the eternal message of the story is? I have no doubt that Bacha probably forgot about the learning, and probably if you would tell him the story, he wouldn't believe it. Me? My learning? I'm a young Bacha on a Friday afternoon, and it was only a minute or two. But little did he know what the Tutzach and Shemayim, how the Eivisa could care to avelt. Because this Shamish deprived the Eivisa of a Magolius Yikara. It wasn't a Kiva Ega, it wasn't a Vilna Goyen, it was a Bachara like, just like any one of you. And because the Shamish stared a minute or two, there was no Menucha. I think the godliness of the story is to remind us of what our learning is, of how literal it is. Yikarim ipininim. It's by the Eibusha Magolius Yikara. This is the message, I think, as you go on in your opinion of Torah. Realize what of our Torah is, what you and you, what each and every one of you, what you're learning is chassid in Shamayim. It's the summer and they're in his yoinis, that's true. But remember, and don't ever underestimate your learning. Because whether you realize or not, you should know it's the Magolius Yikara Be'enav. And the more we're massive our learning, what our learning is, the more we'll be zoicha to the kinyan of Chesivas HaTorah and to live a life to experience the bracha of Adain Sois, of Ashrei Mi Shamolet HaTorah.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.